Did you ever have a question pop into your head that never got an answer? Did you want to learn more about something trivial but never got around to it? Well, I have. A lot. During the past few months, I wrote down these questions, no matter how odd or seemingly unanswerable they may be. I saved them so I could take one day each week for the entire year of 2016 to finally get some answers. So here we go with an attempt to learn something new in this episode of I Have Questions. Welcome to I Have Questions, episode 4 for January 22nd, 2016. And this question, this might be one that's hard to quantify as how do you even answer this question? The question is, what is bubblegum flavor? Now, I actually came up with this question while listening to an ad on another podcast. I don't remember what the show was. It wasn't a Neozaz one because we don't run these kind of ads. But it was an ad for ice cream mixes. It's some kind of home ice cream mixing device. It's supposed to be like super easy. You drop it in, put some water in, walk away, maybe you have ice cream. I don't know what it was. Something like that. But they were listing off the flavors, and one of the flavors they listed was bubblegum. And that really made me think, well, what is bubblegum flavor exactly? And is it a flavor? Is it its own flavor? Is it a combination of flavors? What makes bubblegum flavor? Bubblegum flavor, basically. I had no idea. And kind of seems like no one does, because I really thought this would be one of those questions where I didn't have to do a lot of work. I would just kind of type in what is bubblegum flavor and kind of get like the secret formula that someone dissected. I mean, heck, you can get the secret recipe for just about any fast food. How hard is bubblegum flavor going to be to dissect? Well, either it's very difficult or no one cares and no one's asked this stupid question before. I guess it's not really so much that no one's kind of picked apart the flavor before. It's that it doesn't really have, I don't want to say indescribable. It doesn't have a definition. That's probably more accurate to say. A lot of companies have bubblegum flavored things, particularly gum. And it seems that each one is different. If you were to do a taste test, it's not just like some are stronger than others. There's like a distinct taste difference. And it's something I never really thought about. And I didn't really go back to investigate it by buying a bunch of bubble gum and tasting it. But just kind of going on my memory, yes, that certainly is a different taste from product to product. And as far as what one particular company considers their flavor of bubble gum, kind of seems like that is a trade secret from company to company. None of them really, again, I don't know if it's no one's revealing that information or no one's asking that information, because I can't really say I ever thought of this question before. So it may be a fact that no one's really looked into it. Now, there are a ton of recipes online for your own bubblegum flavored whatever, who knows what, candy. I'll say candy. Candy seems to be like taffy type thing. There are recipes that make a bubblegum flavor out of it. So to try to get some kind of answer for this episode, I took a kind of a different angle and started looking at the history of bubblegum. Well, it turns out that is insanely boring. And again, no answer was to really be found. So I kind of just cut my losses and not even going to explain what I found. In fact, I didn't write any notes and I'm sitting here remembering some of the insanely boring details, but I will not go through those. I'll just move on here. I did see that there are quite a few recipes for not home bubblegum gum itself, but flavored things like candy, taffy, even some kind of cupcakes. Icing seems to be one. And I kind of went through and looked at what is being used to make those flavors. It seems, for the most part, again, from these recipes, this is not an official answer by any means, but it seems to be a combination of strawberry and banana are being used to mimic the flavor of bubblegum in a lot of these recipes. Now, I did find like the actual, and we're talking fake strawberry and fake banana. We're not talking natural flavors. I did find the flavor names, and I can't even say them. They are long with many syllables and a lot of Y's. So I'm not even going to bother because it's not even an official answer. But I think my point here is that the general amateur consensus of making a bubblegum flavor is to mix artificial strawberry, artificial banana, and a ton of sugar, and you have some kind of bubblegum flavor. Again, not really an answer, and this may be, in fact, it is. I'm going to say it right now. This is the first episode in this series where I don't have an answer. I never found one. I don't know what bubblegum flavor is. Maybe it's nothing. It's just bubblegum flavor, and we have to accept it. It's just one of those things that is. To round out the episode a little bit here, since I have no answer, I looked to see what kind of bubblegum flavored items were out there. This is in no way a definitive list, but here are some of the highlights. Some you've probably heard of. Some might be surprising. Dum Dums. I'm pretty sure I've had a bubblegum flavored Dum Dum. I can't imagine I haven't. Coated popcorn. I may have had this. Seeing the it's all the ones I've seen for sale are pink and kind of have like that hard, sugary coating to it, like caramel corn, but pink. I may have had this. I'm not entirely sure. I want to try it though. It actually looked pretty good. Kids Pepto-Bismol. Hey, if a kid needs to take it, if he's got digestive issues, it's pretty nasty straight out of the bottle in the regular off-the-shelf version. So bubblegum might be a way to mask that terrible flavor. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. Probably not going to. This one was interesting. I haven't tried this and I probably never will. Beef hide chew strips for dogs. They look like you'd imagine a dog chew treat, but with like the little hint of a pinkish color to it. It probably doesn't have as many artificial colorings as human food does, because I know I feed my dog much better than I feed myself, but apparently it's bubblegum flavored. I don't know who taste tested that to make sure it was, but they're at least advertising it is. Lip scrub. Now, I don't know exactly what that is. I'm not sure I want to know what that is. It doesn't sound pleasant. Maybe you have, if you have at the end of healing your chapped lips and you need to get that layer of chapped skin off, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's bubblegum flavored. That's something I've never used and probably won't. Cupcake icing. Now, this I had mentioned before. This seems to be the one product people may have dissected, because there is at least one recipe. I don't want to say there's more than one because I'm not sure, but I know for sure there's one recipe out there of how to make your own bubblegum flavored icing, cupcake icing. And again, it involves artificial strawberry and artificial banana. And last but not least, I thought I had heard about this before and thought maybe it was an urban legend, but sure enough, it is true. An attempt to get kids to eat vegetables at a fast food joint, McDonald's attempted to make a bubblegum flavored broccoli. That sentence is correct. Bubblegum flavored broccoli. What it consisted of is broccoli coated again in like a bubblegum dust, not quite the coating like the popcorn we talked about, like a dust. I like broccoli. I like bubblegum. This just, there's nothing in that description I just gave that makes me ever want to try that. And I don't know what kid would want to. I mean, that is just a shockingly horrible visual. But you can see it online. I don't know if these are pictures from the McDonald's food lab or someone made them up, but think of a bright green blanched broccoli with pink dust all over it. Red and green are pretty Christmas colors. Pink and green are horrible food colors in one piece of food. This, unfortunately, is a true thing. Luckily, it never made it to market, I guess. I don't know why I'm saying luckily, but it was a terrible idea. But it was attempted. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. In fact, that's probably more interesting than anything I found to do with bubblegum flavoring, is that the bubblegum flavored broccoli. But I'm going to wrap up this episode. No answer. I knew this was going to happen. I didn't want it to happen on the fourth episode, but hey, that's the roll of the dice on a show like this, where I just research just before I record. So no real answer, but some, I thought, interesting information. Hopefully you did too, at least some of the parts. Whether you did or not, I certainly want to thank you for spending time with me. Go to Facebook, find NeoZazz Podcast on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at NeoZazz, and visit our website. Check out our other shows if you haven't already. It's NeoZazz.com. And if you're not a social media follower, you can always email us through our website at that site address I just gave. So, all right, I'll stop belaboring this episode and trying to stretch it out and just say one more time, thank you for listening, especially this episode where we really didn't get an answer. Hopefully, we'll have better luck in the next one. I'll see you then. I Have Questions as part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit our website at NeoZazz.com. I Have Questions and all the podcast series from NeoZazz are funded by the generosity of our fantastic Patreon supporters. To learn how you can help support all the work we do at NeoZazz and access exclusive supporter content, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/NeoZazz. For all the latest from I Have Questions and NeoZaz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NeoZazPodcast or our Twitter account at NeoZaz. Thanks for listening.